It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and it's time to look at what's on film in Pittsburgh. A diverse array of movies are hitting screens around town. And here to talk about some of the more intriguing films you can see in our city is Pittsburgh City Paper film critic Al Hoff. Al, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to some of the well-known titles, a movie filmed in Pittsburgh but set in 1950s Brooklyn has opened in Pittsburgh. It's called A New York Heartbeat and stars, among others, explosive veteran actor Eric Roberts.
$10,000. We ain't got the muscle to shove with Casket Mike, and you know it.
How long have I been here? Hello?
This has been my hideout for 30 years. You come within an inch of destroying all that.
You know, when I was a kid, I never thought I'd make 18.
Why not?
It only takes a second to get knifed down there. Even less to catch a bullet.
The first question that comes to mind is, why would a film set in New York be filmed in Pittsburgh?
Well, part of the problem with New York is that it changes more rapidly than Pittsburgh. So this is a film set in a working-class neighborhood in Brooklyn in, I believe, 1958. And the producers and director, one of whom is from here, I believe the producer is from here or has some contact here, essentially said, I think Pittsburgh will suit the bill. So she came here. She found gritty alleys. She found rusting bridges. She specifically told me this in an email. She found a lack of contemporary graffiti. So in Brooklyn, I suppose, there's just too much tagging going on, and it looks too much like the 21st century. Whereas here, we still do old-style graffiti, I guess.
As you watch this movie, are there parts of Pittsburgh that – because people from Pittsburgh love to recognize
Correct.
The city in
Correct.
Movies shot here.
Yeah, I mean, most of the film takes place in a, what we would essentially consider a loft. There's a scene that takes place in an old abandoned hotel. But the area outside of that where the initial crime and sort of meeting of the two protagonists happens is just off of 6th Street, like around the back of the Duquesne Club. There's like an alley there. So people will recognize that. You can see that old little cemetery that's on 6th Street there. And there's a couple scenes that are shot on Polish Hill, and you get a sort of vista out over downtown. Unfortunately, they kind of CGI'd in like the Chrysler building, but they left in what used to be the CNG Tower, that building downtown with the triangular one with the spike coming out at the bottom of Liberty Avenue. So Pittsburghers will absolutely recognize current streets and, unfortunately, at least one current building.
Now, how about the story and the quality of the movie? What did you think of A New York Heartbeat?
It's, you know, it's what we call in the business a small movie. It's not a big, heavily plotted movie. It's a young man who's in a youth gang, and a crime goes bad, and he ends up having to essentially get rescued by this woman who lives with her reclusive uncle in this abandoned hotel. So you have that sort of freeze in the narrative where the two of them are essentially trapped, you know, in an apartment together, and they, you know, he essentially helps her open up and discover more of life. She helps him become like less of a gangster and maybe decide to turn his life around. So it's one of those small scale movies. Eric Roberts, as you mentioned, is the gangster who is in pursuit of the young man. He's not quite as explosive as I prefer him to be. It's kind of a low key gangster scene, but it's more of a relationship movie than it is a gangster movie. It does have a little bit of a low-budget feel, and, you know, some of the dialogue feels a little hokey. They've tried to write it with 50s slang, and that's, like, a difficult thing to do sometimes. If you were sort of in the mood for, like, an offbeat love story, it wouldn't be bad. And you get to see Pittsburgh.
Fair enough. Pittsburgh through a New York state of mind, I guess, is to coin the
Pittsburgh, where the graffiti lives on.
There is another film off the beaten path called The East. It stars one of my favorite actors, Patricia Clarkson, and it's about eco-terrorism?
Eco-terrorism, yeah. It's about a woman who works for a private security firm, Britt Marling, who's an up-and-coming young actress, and she goes undercover in a eco-terrorist group who call themselves The East. And they essentially stage actions against corporations that are polluting or there's a pharmaceutical company that's like put out a bad drug.
We need someone to get inside the East.
Who would you choose?
Me.
I'm unexpected. Being unexpected is the only advantage that matters.
Robert McCabe called me himself. In 1 month's time, I want to know the identities of every person who poisoned his company.
Welcome to the East, Sarah.
There's something planned for us.
I can do it.
Let's go. Let's go. Never
fall away. This group's committed, and they're ahead of us.
An eye for an eye. Can't be more. It can't be less.
There are consequences.
It's an interesting topic, and it's a change, and it's not like a racy thriller with lots of car chases and stuff. It's more of a cerebral thriller where people sit around talking and, you know, have some sort of moral issues about whether or not it's okay to commit crimes in order to, you know, forefront your cause. I wanted it to be a little more like questioning and a little more provocative, but it's still an interesting film. Its heart is in the right place because it wants to ask those questions. For this woman, she's actually got several layers of morality because she's undercover as a private security consultant. Her initial role is to go undercover with the Eco Group, find out what their actions are going to be, and then report back to her boss so that the boss can warn the companies. Patricia Clarkson plays a very mean corporate woman in this film. She's the boss of the security firm, and she's cold and mean in a delicious way.
Some of the more well-known films out now include Pacific Rim, one of those summer blockbusters that pits robots against monsters. It sounds like one of those Japanese monster movies from the 50s and 60s. Worth seeing?
You know, it's my pick if you want to go out and see like a giant exploding summer movie and eat a tub of popcorn. I was disappointed by the other ones that have already come out, Iron Man, Man of Steel, Star Trek. They're all just in a blur for me now. But Pacific Rim, despite a terrible trailer, if people have seen the trailer, they just kind of need to put it out of their mind. The trailer really makes it look like Transformers underwater, and it's actually better than that. It's not great, but it's better than the trailer makes it look. It's by Guillermo del Toro. He's one of those directors that kind of flips back and forth between art house features and sort of more popular megaplex features. He did Pan's Labyrinth and another great movie called The Devil's Playground, which was a Spanish ghost horror story set in an orphanage. And then he did Hellboy and Hellboy 2, and he's produced a lot of sort of big action movies. He himself is a major fanboy. He's one of those like self-confessed fanboys. Huge fan of Japanese monster movie, huge fan of robots and action and comic books and all that stuff. So there's lots of that in this film. I was surprised how entertaining the fight scenes were. You have a like 60-story Godzilla kind of thing, like a weird mutant lizard versus a gigantic metal robot with two people in its head controlling it. And they get in these ginormous fist fights. I mean, there's actually not a lot of technology involved in these fights. The Godzilla thing has arms, and the robot has arms, and they just, like, pummel one another like a wrestling match. You know, like, one gets knocked down and screams and gets back up and kicks. And they're really fantastically rendered. I mean, it's pure junk, but it's fantastically done.
Sounds like you had fun.
I did have fun. My criticism with the film is I thought, like, for all the money spent on it, they could have bought a better story. The story is very light. It's very thin. They bring in some not bad actors, but they give them like the world's cheesiest lines to say. You know, there's no sort of character development. It's like really hard to care for them because they're just these sort of standard stock characters. I mean, I think I said in my review, like one is the first day on the job. One is like the sort of smart-ass Australian guy. You know, one is the guy who's retiring. One's the guy that suffered a tragic loss. That's the extent of their characterization. But, you know, what matters is that we, like, take on these giant lizard things that are coming out of the bottom of the ocean.
Al Hoff is the movie critic for the Pittsburgh City Paper. And there's one more film we wanted to discuss with you. It's a movie opening on Friday of this week. The Way, Way Back has caught your attention. What is this movie about?
This is something for people who don't want to see anything exploding this summer. It's again, it's another small movie. It's a coming-of-age story, which are pretty popular and pretty common. And there's in some ways, there's nothing very new about this film, but there's just it's a really nicely done, so it feels fresh and funny. it's a 14-year-old boy who gets stuck at a beach vacation with his mom and his mom's new boyfriend, Steve Carroll. His mom is Toni Collette, who is also a great actress. The new boyfriend is kind of a jerk, and he's a socially awkward 14-year-old boy, and it's going to be the world's most miserable summer until he essentially rides his bike to a water park. And there, at the water park, the manager, who's played by Sam Rockwell, who's another great actor who can do that kind of offbeat funny thing so well, takes pity on him, sort of sees something of himself in this 14-year-old, and gives him a job at the water park. And at the water park, the boy just kind of learns to have confidence in himself and you know, have a good time. You know, so it's sort of a coming-of-age blossom film.
Where have you been?
Nowhere.
It's a long time to be nowhere.
Well, that's where I was.
Duncan, if we were going to make this work, then there has to be trust.
Mom's boyfriend called me a three. Who says that to somebody?
That's about him. It's got nothing to do with you.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You got to go your own way.
And you, my friend, are going your own way.
This is the only place I'm happy.
My doctor said not to get water on my face!
I liked it a lot because it was like small scale. It felt kind of real. The boy is redeemed through work and platonic friendships instead of a girl next door, the unlikely sort of usually story where some beautiful girl takes pity on the nerd boy. That doesn't happen. He gets a dumb job, like, you know, washing out the bathrooms at the water park. But, you know, these are the kind of things that actually make people's adolescence better. You're exposed to more people. It's a very funny movie, but it's got an edge. It's, you know, it's a little bittersweet. And it has a fantastic cast. Like Steve Carroll, again, is his mom's boyfriend, Toni Collette. Allison Janney is a next-door neighbor who's this sort of boozy, oversharing woman who's just spilling cocktails everywhere.
And who plays the boy?
His name is Liam James. People may have seen him on The Killing. He played the woman detective's son on The Killing. And he's really great. He's all sort of hunched over and you know, moody and miserable. I really enjoyed it. It's sort of it's a sweet movie. It's in the vein of something like Little Miss Sunshine. It's got that kind of vibe, you know, where it's not quite as wacky as Little Miss Sunshine, but it's got that vibe where it's funny, but it's a little edgy.
Lots of good films to choose from, as it turns out. And Al Hoff is the film critic for the Pittsburgh City Paper and joined us here in Studio A. Look for The Way, Way Back, which is out today, in fact, is when it hits screens. And Al Hoff, pleasure meeting you and visiting with you and
happy
talking
to stop
movies.
By. Happy to stop by.